Good morning, Audioboo Land. I've noticed something about Audioboo, or Audioboom, that, for me personally, is disappointing. I understand why they've done it, and it's not for me to say it's right or wrong from Audioboom's perspective, because who am I? I mean, who am I to tell them how to run their business? But from a user perspective, I do think they've done something that is very, very disappointing. As somebody pulls out right in front of me without looking. Goodness gracious me. What they've done is if you post a link to one of your boos, then anybody who clicks on that link, be it in a, maybe it's in a tweet or it's embedded in a blog post or what have you, I'm not talking about the player now, I'm talking about the link. They, to listen to the Audioboo, if they click on that link, they have to sign up for Audioboom to be able to access your content. And I think, and I understand why Audioboom is doing it, they're trying to create a platform like Twitter, like Facebook, that is a closed proprietary fat platform. I almost said fat form. There's a description of me, fat form. A proprietary platform that is as closed off as possible and that therefore they own you as much as possible. But from a user, from a content creator's point of view, that's really disappointing because you want your content to be accessible by people with as few hurdles and as few hoops for them to jump through. You want it to be easy for your content to be accessed. You want it to be easy for your voice to be heard. So by throwing up a demand to log in, and it's not like you can click off that or there's a little X that you can close the box. No, you have to log in to access the audio, to hear the audio file. And I'm very disappointed with that, to be honest with you. From a user's perspective, from a content creator's perspective, I think that's pretty rotten, because it's going to mean that a lot of people are going to be turned away. They're just not going to bother. I mean, you're putting up content. If you had a blog, or if you put up some photography or a video on YouTube. So if you want to watch a video on YouTube, as far as I know, you do not need to log into YouTube. You can just see the video. If I put up a photograph on Instagram, I can make you be able to see that in a web browser without you having to sign up for Instagram. And that makes it easier for my content to be consumed, and it makes it easier for the all-important end person that we're trying to address to consume it. So I'm talking to a very, very few people who are going to hear this, because they're going to be the people who are already listening to me, who already follow me. But very few people, if I link to this, will bother to sign up for Audioboom and listen to what I have to say about signing up for Audioboom. What are your thoughts? Is this a good thing for Audioboom to do for its users, and more importantly for the people it would like to reach? The people we are, if you like, serving, our audience. Is it a good thing for our audiences? Is it a good thing for us? Or are you more minded like me that maybe this is a disappointing development?